And we have a new Addie, I think her last name is Young. But there were a lot more students at the board meeting on Tuesday night fighting for their rights, which is good.
And the Republican women.
Yes, the Republican women. There were some great speeches. And the good news is the board blinked. But I'm still concerned that we're far from victory on this and far from getting the girls their God-given rights back. But we'll get into that.
Well, the school board can't take away those rights. That's one thing. So I appreciate them coming, showing up, continuing to bring this forward to the board, and you, Kenny, for continuing to try to have it be agendized item. When you say they blinked, there was some sense that, okay, we will bring this as an information item. But I have to say that once an information item gets on the agenda, it's a lot easier to have a conversation and get it to where it's actually agendized on an action item.
Right. And that's actually what I've always asked Mrs. Loftus to do, is bring it forward as an information item, and then we can bring it forward as an action item afterwards.
And so if it's an information item, what exactly does that mean? I mean, I know the answers to these questions, but engaging you.
It's a rhetorical question. just like the title says, it's strictly for information, to look for feedback from the board. And what will be agendized, the first meeting in February, so that's where I need all hands on deck for that meeting. We need all hands on deck for that meeting. And I'll have to, during the course of the show, I'll get the date. I have to pull it up on my phone when that board meeting will be. But the intent will be to look at options for resolving at least the bathroom and locker room issues for these girls, which is paramount to me. That's my number one priority, is to make sure that they do not have to suffer any more indignities of being subjected to gender fluid boys standing outside of the bathroom and suddenly deciding under the protection of the law that they can go into their girls' spaces and watch. And hopefully we'll finish that first board meeting in February with the solution to that. But that's not going to address the sports issue. That's not going to prevent, you know, boys from being on the girls' tennis team or on the girls' track team. It's not going to prevent any of that. So those issues, I'm afraid, looking at the Supreme Court hearing from Tuesday, I am still concerned that these girls may have to live with some of this
shenanigans
until summer of 2027, which just angers me to know.
I don't believe that is the case. I believe that people have an understanding, just the same reason there was so much outrage or just being astounded that when a person is asked, can a man get pregnant, and it takes 15 minutes of dodging the question to not be able to say a man cannot get pregnant. A biological man cannot get pregnant. If we're following the science, of course that's the case. It's Captain Obvious.
You are talking crazy. Of course they can.
Exactly. Okay.
Science doesn't apply anymore.
But my point is that 99% of the population absolutely knows what's going on and knows that what is happening is an erosion of our language. And so the erosion of the language is intentionally, I mean, it's Fabian socialism. It's gradually, you know, the frog boiling in the water. It's gradually moving things down the road so that we are here at this place talking about whether boys can be in a girl's bathroom. It's called a girl's bathroom because it's a girl's bathroom.
Yeah, but the problem, and I agree with everything you're saying, but where I'm frustrated, I sat through several calls on Tuesday after the Supreme Court hearing with some of the policy wonks around the state of California. And the issue is you had the Solicitor General of the United States ask the Supreme Court to specifically just look at the legality of laws banning transgenders from the boys from the girls' locker rooms and sports. And so they asked for a narrow focus, not a broad focus. So there are 29 states that have laws banning boys from girls' sports. And when the Department of Justice reps said, we don't want you to consider the states, you know, like California, where they don't understand the difference between boys and girls. We don't want you to look at that. We just want you to look at these 29 states. And so that being said, my concern is that the Supreme Court's going to come back and say it's legal to have a law against boys and girls sports and not address the states like California, the 23 states and the District of Columbia that have laws protecting boys and girls sports. And the left is really excited about that because Ketanji Brown Jackson, you know, the Einstein of the U.S. Supreme Court, she wanted to make sure that the 29 states that have laws banning boys and the 23 states in the District of Columbia that have laws protecting boys each got their own set of laws. Now, how is that going to work in a country?
It doesn't.
So unless the Supreme Court comes back and says, you know, it's a broad ruling, this is our definition of Title IX, and if you are a boy and a girl's, or if you have passed a law as a state allowing boys into girls' locker rooms or sports, that's unconstitutional. Change your law. Now, that would be the best case That would be the best case scenario, but
can the court take away your rights? Being, so you also have to look at the rights of the girls.
Yeah, being the dark cloud and always being prepared for the worst case scenario, I am not really confident that that's going to happen. I hope it does. But if it doesn't happen at that point, to get relief for our girls here in Paso Robles and in the state of California, we're going to have to rely on three court cases that are coming up out of the U.S. Federal District of Southern California. So good news, that's Judge Benitez's district.
Mahmoud versus...
No, Mahmoud v. Taylor is something completely different. So this is these
but
are
it has to do no, with the
doesn't.
Rights of
no,
some.
No, it doesn't. Stop. there are three cases that all have to do with Title IX, and you're going to have a Title IX case that's going to come up and clearly articulate that you can't have boys in girls' locker rooms and on their teams. And those three cases, one is the U.S. filed a lawsuit against the state of California, CIF, and Newsom and Bonta, and that was back in July. That case will go in front of Judge Benitez. You have two cases.
And I'm agreeing. I'm shaking my head if you can't hear it.
You have two cases out of Riverside County. I think they're both against the Harupa School District in the state of California. Both advocates for faith and freedom are handling those cases. One is three girls, and I don't remember the name of the cases, and you guys probably don't care anyways. But so there are three cases. Any of those three cases go in front of Judge Benitez. My hope, my next best scenario would be Judge Benitez says, you know what, this is pretty good, pretty egregious. I'm going to file an injunction blocking AB 1266. Now, AB 1266 is the law that was passed back in 2014 or 2013. July 2013. So we've had law on the books for 13 years now that allows this to happen.
And why now?
And it was the, to your point, it was the boiling of the frog. You didn't want to, you know, do it all at once. But, you know, now it's, you know, it's here, it's in our face, and we're supposed to accept it. You know, we're supposed to look at the emperor with no clothes on and say, no, that's the prettiest suit I've ever seen. So, those are, in my opinion, the two best scenarios. Now, if those three cases, if Judge Benitez files an injunction and it's overturned, we have to wait for those cases to make it through the legal process. And that's what angers me and upsets me, because that legal process, it could take years. Best case scenario would be he rules pretty quickly. There's an appeal by the state of California, and state of California wins the appeal, and then U.S. government or whoever files an appeal up to the Supreme Court, and maybe it would get to the Supreme Court by 2027 to rule that, no, you can't have boys in the girls' locker rooms.
And that's where I look at the situation and I say, what can we do today now for the girls, that, especially the girls that are coming forward at our local Paso Robles Unified School District? And they, to their point, have done everything that they are, quote, supposed to do to file an action, to bring it forward to the board. And the board has continually not even addressed it. I mean, they say, oh, we'll look into whether or not the bathroom is locked. I appreciate what Templeton School Board, how they addressed it. There are many other ways that we can address this, and having additional bathrooms, like your idea of having rented bathrooms. There are so many things we can do that will protect, quote, protect the trans, I say quote unquote trans, kids, and protect the girls. So I say those things, you can have the legal cases be going on, but in the meantime, what do we, can we do today to address this and protect the rights of the girls that are coming forward? And of course it's insane. Of course it is. So how can we help them as a community, as a board, as a humanity, and say, we understand constitutionally you have rights, and those rights are being violated. Now it's going to work its way through the court. What can we do here today to help you? And I think there's lots of options in Templeton. They said, all right, there's this bathroom, there's this bathroom, and there's a bathroom that locks by itself. And if you aren't comfortable being in one or the other, then go to that one.
Yep. So the rented bathroom idea was, I brought it up at the board meeting, and I'm sure listeners have seen these things before, but you got these fancy bathroom trailers at wineries and stuff.
And weddings.
And weddings and things. And you can configure portable. Those things. I've looked, researched online, and you can configure these things where you have basically eight individual lockable shower, locker, toilet stalls, and you could have 16 of those. And I don't know what the rent is, but it's probably, I would bet you it's probably $5,000 to $10,000 a month. And I'm of the opinion, go and get one of those. Stick it outside, you know, put two of them over at the high school campus, put one over at the junior high, because we have this problem at the junior high as well. We also have it at some of the elementary schools. But, you know, go over to the high school first, put these trailers there. That should provide, in my opinion, immediate relief and protection for the girls. And after that, it becomes a political process. What do you think, Darsha, are the chances that the state legislature would say, you know what, we're going to repeal AB 1266, which allows boys and girls?
I think our current state legislature will not repeal it in any way. They will continue to double, triple, quadruple down, because this is where we are. We do not have representation in the state of California, and that's why I continually bring up Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution.
All right, let's stay on topic. You get that. You can discuss all that in the next segment.
It's about representation, though, Kenny, because these girls have rights, and those rights are being violated. So they're not being protected. I'll put it that way. I won't say they're being violated. I'll say they're not being protected. So supposed to have every citizen has equal protection.
Yeah. You know James Carville is?
Yes, I know about bringing the dollar bill through the
raging
trailer.
Raging Cajun, I think they call him something like that. But good article on Fox News last night. And they interviewed him, and he said, you know, Democrats, I could do it with a Cajun
accent.
Yeah,
do an accent.
Democrats, if you want to get back into office, what you've got to do or what you can't do is discuss boys and girls sports or crime in America. And he's right. You know, they don't want to have be associated with that in any way, shape, or form. And in my opinion, probably the best thing to do right now, you know, especially with Dawn Addis, is hang this on her. She is all about violating the rights of these young girls. And I hope Shannon Kessler, I know she's a warrior fighting for girls' sports and Title IX rights, but she needs to, every time Shannon speaks, she should be hanging this around Dawn Addis's neck.
Well, remember that Dawn Addis also has the Moss Landing issue that happened regarding the whole explosion and the burning of the batteries and all of the noxious fumes and the contamination. So,
but you know what? Don't let you know. My point is back to Title IX.
Yes.
My point is that we need to make the Democrats own this. I mean, last week I read the article about, you know, the one party system in California is not aging too well. You know, we rank at the bottom of pretty much every state in terms of academic performance, affordability, employment, you name it. This is another issue just to hang it around their neck. And there is an opportunity. Last week, you know, we had Mike Harvey was here and Dorian Baker, and we were talking about elections for 2026. I think there's a good opportunity for the Republicans if they can, like, get their stuff together in one bag. I think they could knock out the supermajority. I don't think they could retake the House. But you have
to take New California State.
You get that the next segment. You can bring that up the next segment. But what needs to happen is you have to energize people. And if people are worried about the safety of their daughters right now, they really need to get out and start going after these people.
And I think as we go through where we have been, especially COVID, where we realize that our rights have been taken away or tried to be taken away by the state, by the, you know, whoever's putting out mandates. And so speaking out at the school board meetings, all of that has led us to where we are here, and we're recognizing it and seeing it. So, excellent. We have a call, and welcome to Sound Off.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I have a very general issue. It's hard for me to even comprehend that we're discussing this topic.
You and 99% of us.
It's buffoonery. We're wasting so much time and energy talking about this ridiculous topic that everybody in the world knows is ridiculous. Everybody, whether you admit it or not.
Agreed.
I just had to say that. I want to say it louder, but I think I'll take what I just said.
Yeah, it is kind of mind-boggling that we've had to have a Supreme Court ruling. And during,
yes.
I have some quotes from, I don't know if anybody really paid attention to it, but my favorite quote from that hearing was Judge Alito interviewing or arguing with the ACLU lawyer in the Idaho case. And he can't get her to define a woman. And he's saying, well, how are we as a court supposed to make a ruling protecting the rights of women if you're not going to let us define what a woman is
or whatever biological sex we are? You can't. So how are we supposed to argue with you?
Yeah,
if you can't even define the issue you're trying to argue about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's craziness. We're right now, I'm kind of scared because this is how society.
This is your next generation.
We are lunatics.
This was my favorite quote. I would have just hit the gavel and said case dismissed at this point, but these are the quotes. It says, Alito, let's say we have a school that has a boys' track team and girls' track team, and a student who has the genes and the reproductive system of a male and those at birth has never taken puberty blockers or hormones, never had a gender reassignment surgery, says, nevertheless, I am a woman, that's who I am. Can the school say, no, you can't participate? And the lawyer said, yes, they can. All right, then case dismissed. I mean, why are we going to sit and argue this? You agree with us. All right, thanks
totally
for your call.
Agree.
Thanks for your call. We have a break, and please go ahead and support our sponsors. Kenny's running the board here, so we'll let him do that. We'll be back right after the break.
We'll get back to the caller when we get back.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
All right, we're back. Give us a call at 805-238-5775. We were talking about how many hundreds of millions of dollars and the reputation of the Supreme Court was on the line Tuesday when we had to have the nine justices hear a case on what is a woman.
And whether a man can get pregnant. So Kenny and I were just having a conversation about the government and government protecting the rights of the people. And so that's where we are at today. We have a caller, and we'll go to the phone lines. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Hey, the details of some of the stories that these ladies are telling are not this person is just trying to go out to sports or get change. He's in there peeping. And to me, that's an invasion of privacy, and I wanted to say on air that if there's a lawyer out there that wants to consider taking that case up, I think the school gives away money very easily.
I'm the bane of the school district's existence now because I'm encouraging these girls and their families to sue.
I'm discouraging the bond that they're trying to push, so me as well.
Right. I'd only pay if they had a LGBT gym. So that's the only thing I need to rebuild. That bond is crazy.
Yeah, it's up to 100.
Stuff that I don't think anybody knew needed rebuilding.
And they want to build new stuff, but it's 100. I think it's up to 173 million. I had a phone conversation with somebody earlier today, and I'm at the point where I'm not going to support it, but I will voraciously and violently fight against it unless they start doing things like, pass a resolution supporting the Title IX rights of girls. I mean, why should families give money to a school district that's not going to protect their daughters? And it's not an issue of physical safety only. It's an issue of emotional safety. And if you listen to one of those girls, if you listen to one of those girls the other night, she specifically said, I get anxious when I have to go into the bathroom because I have to go in to see if there is a boy in there. In my opinion, we've crossed the line as a school district and as a society in California, we've crossed a line into intentional infliction of emotional distress. And so those are big, that's a lot of zeros behind a dollar sign lawsuit, in my opinion. And either
I just stay anonymous so I can be even crazier, Kenny, and I just believe it's a Marxist agenda. That's a planned thing. So
I hate to tell you, the town's so small, we know what your voice, who you are by your voice, so we'll keep you anonymous.
And thank you for your support and continuing to call in and continuing to care about the kids. So thank
you. You're the one that needs that thing. Goodbye.
Keep fighting. So,
I did want to bring up that we have an opportunity in our community to go to a movie that's going to be at the Park Cinemas on January 25th at 4 o'clock p.m. The title of the movie is 15 Days, and we have another call, so we're going to go to it before we come to the break. And you're on the air, if you could turn down the radio.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. This is another Miss Anonymous voice. I wanted to call in and just express my appreciation also to the Paso Robles Republican women for a great turnout at that school board meeting to support the girls in the high school speaking out about this issue.
No, they were great.
And I think it's important for our community to know what's going on, you know, not only to attend the school board meetings, but Paso Robles Republican Women have a website. It's pasorobelsrwf.org, and they can find out about upcoming events because we have Steve Hilton coming March 14th. I think people ought to, you know, learn more about good conservative candidates so they can make an informed decision. Very important. But also we have Kathleen Goble coming, a local author, to speak about her new book about fighting for the future of humanity, making a case for the 28th Amendment. This is a book about AI.
Right.
So, you know, I think there's... a lot going on in our community. People need to be aware of it and show up at these meetings and support our girls, keeping boys out of the restrooms and out of the sports.
And having all of you there at the Paso Robles board meeting and just standing in support of the girls that were speaking during public comment, and they make it so that we can't clap and except for students. But by standing and showing support, it's very visible. And even if you hear clips of it, and we do have another call, we'll try to get that in before the break. So we'll go to the other call. But thank you for calling in and letting people know about that.
Thank you.
Kenny has broken the board, but you are on the air.
Hiya, Darsha. Hiya, Kenny. This is Randall.
Oh, so we thought you were going to remain anonymous.
Hi, Randall. No. We have about 10 seconds. And if you want to call back in after the break, 108. But I think you're probably calling in about the movie 15 Days. And we'd love to have more information. Are you able to call back when we come back on the air? And we'll go through some of the issues and be able to get more information.
I will do that. I will do that. Have a nice break.
All right. Thanks so much. And we'll be, like I said, we'll be able to come back after the break. Please listen to our sponsors, hear the local news, the national news, and we'll be back talking about the movie 15 Days at Park Cinemas Theater.
And I'll get the board fixed during that time, Kevin.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.